from the Michigan Theater, sitting in for Russ Collins on this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And Amanda, this is your favorite week of the year.
Oh, yeah.
It is the week leading up to the broadcast of the Academy Awards, which takes place on Sunday night.
It's the greatest.
You're in your realm, aren't you?
Oh, you better believe it. I love the Oscars. I love the Oscars I have for years and years and years. And, you know, I do my research before I make my picks. And I'm pretty stoked always about the Oscars.
Do you throw big parties? Is this a social event for you?
Oh yeah, I mean probably second only to Miss America, to be totally frank. But yeah, I love the Oscars. I usually get together with some friends. This year I'm taking a road trip to see an old friend. We try to watch the Oscars together every year or two. So I'm making a triumphant return to visit him for the party.
I have been to an Oscar party on an occasion or two, and it seems as though there is usually some set of rules for how you watch.
Oh, yes. So my friend that I'm going to visit, we don't dress up. I mean, that's for chumps. You know, if you dress up, it's more about the party than about what you're actually experiencing. So Charlie and I have a rule that you don't talk during the Oscars. The only time you're allowed to speak to the people that you know and love and that you're there, quote unquote, partying with, is in the 7 to 12 seconds it takes the winner to get from the audience to the stage. And that's where you grumble about not getting your prediction right. Or you go, yeah, all right, I'm 5 for 5 or whatever.
So it's kind of viewing in proximity as opposed to viewing together.
And then you can talk during the commercials, but I want to hear the speeches. I don't want to miss anything because somebody's talking about, you know, what they're doing at work the next day. So shut up, watch the Oscars.
Well, now that we've established that you have plans and you have already gone through your list,
the
have
rules.
You made your picks?
I've made
Are you
most
good each year
my
making
picks.
Your picks?
Oh, I'm really good at making picks, yes. And I can't give away all of my sources because then how would I do so well and beat everyone? But yes, I've got some sources. They're not Oscar
you
voters.
Have, you, you,
They're not
you have
Oscar
ends
voters.
At an accounting firm that is supposed to keep these things secret?
Yes, Price. You know Price Waterhouse. Price. That's my uncle. No. I check a couple of different websites. I always refer to Entertainment Weekly. I've never had the guts to go straight Entertainment Weekly for my picks. I always think about it, and then I usually veer away. But yeah, I do. I do a lot of research. I look at what other awards the films have won. I have picked I've made my predictions for the Big Eight, and then I still have to get down to some of the smaller awards
and you're dedicated enough, you will actually go and do all those smaller categories, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's no fun to say, oh well, it's fun, I guess, a little, to say I got 7 out of 8 or 8 out of 8, where it's much better. So last year I had my best year ever and I got 20 out of 24.
That's pretty good odds.
I did
now,
pretty well.
I have to say that, you know, after the long extended intro that they usually do for the Academy Awards, we're past my bedtime.
Oh, right.
So,
yes.
So I'm usually catching up as I get in the morning.
Yes.
I don't get to see any of
That's the benefit of going to a different time zone for the party.
Well, let's talk about some of your picks because it may very well be
the
definitive
list. That's right. You're
All right. So Best Picture, there are 9 nominees.
There are 9 nominees this year, and I am casting my prediction for La La Land.
Because?
It's getting a lot of acclaim. It's won practically everything that it could win in the award season leading up to the Oscars. And it's a real divisive time in our country right now. And I think people are looking for something to make them feel good. And La La Land is definitely a feel-good film.
Will that translate into a Best Actor award for Ryan Gosling?
I don't think so. He's fine in the film, but I think that there are more powerful performances from Denzel Washington in Fences and Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea. But I cast my prediction for Denzel in Fences.
He did win the SAG Award, right?
He did win the SAG Award. And I think that the Casey Affleck backlash is coming. So the Oscar voting just ended yesterday. So I think that as that was hitting the media, the voters are thinking, okay, well, maybe we're not. I mean, Casey Affleck did great.
It was a great performance,
but
they're questioning whether he's a good guy.
Right, right. And so when Denzel just is such a powerhouse, and he directed the film.
Right.
So if you can honor the acting performance, you know, you're giving him the time to make his speech, and maybe that's what it's going to take.
So does he get Best Director too?
Oh, I don't think so. No. I think it's going to be a little bit all over this year. La La Land has 14 nominations, which is the most nominations ever for a film, tied with All About Eve and Titanic. And both of those won Best Picture. So I think it's not a lock. Anything could happen, but it's pretty close. But I think that the director of La La Land, Damien Chazelle, is going to win. And if he wins, he will be the youngest Best Director winner ever.
Emma Stone also in La La Land. Does she win Best Actress?
So here's the deal with Emma Stone. If she wins Best Actress and La La Land wins Best Picture, that will be the first time since Million Dollar Baby in 2004, when Hilary Swank won and Million Dollar Baby won, that the Best Actress is from the Best Picture. However, this is the one I haven't decided yet. I'm going back and forth because Emma Stone is getting, again, tons of critical acclaim. She makes it look so easy. So that's a pro and a con. And
you know Meryl Streep is in that category.
Why is she in that category? I don't know.
She's great in everything she does.
Sure, she's great in everything she does. David, what did we just say before we were on air? She's the winningest.
Yes, but and she's the most nominated.
Right, so that
she's also the losingest.
She's also the most losingest because she's been nominated something like 17 times and she's only won 4.
I have a hard time putting my money on anything but Meryl Streep if the name is there.
So it's going to be tough. I think that Isabelle Huppert in Elle, she gives such a powerful performance. It's just, but foreign language films rarely win outside of the foreign language category. So right now it's a toss-up. If you're my Facebook friend, you'll see what my picks on Sunday. That's the one I haven't decided on.
And we will certainly follow along and see how well Amanda did. But there are some Oscar movie opportunities for folks who want to get to those before the Sunday night broadcast.
Yes. So Fences, La La Land, and Hidden Figures are all still playing at area multiplexes. You should check those out. They each have multiple nominations. Lion is finally making its way to the Michigan Theater, which is super exciting. We were hoping to get that about a month ago, and it finally is coming our way. Lion is nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Supporting Actor and Best Supporting Actress. And it's the story of a little boy who gets separated from his family and lost on a train in India. It is based on a true story. And he's ultimately adopted by an Australian family. And 25 years later, through the power of Google Earth, he finds his family. And like I said, this is a true story. It's bonkers.
Right. You couldn't write that.
Right. Absolutely. If you made that up, no one would think it was true. And it's totally true.
Exactly right. So that opens Friday at the Michigan Theater.
Yep.
So you can see it before the Academies on Sunday night.
And the Michigan's also opening I Am Not Your Negro this weekend, which is nominated for Best Documentary.
And I just got goosebumps because all I've seen so far to this point is the trailers.
Oh,
and I am so moved and inspired.
It just looks excellent. I'm leaning toward that and it's not just because the Michigan Theater's playing it. I'm leaning towards that as my pick for Best Documentary Feature for the Oscars. It's based on the unfinished work of James Baldwin, and it's about the assassinations of his friends Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. But the director of the film is kind of envisioning it, even though the book is unfinished, as a through line from the Civil Rights Movement to Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And it just looks outstanding.
Yeah, that too opens on Friday. I can't wait to see that one. That is on my to-do list for certain. Some special screenings this week?
We have the Fly Fishing Film Tour at the Michigan tomorrow, and it's an annual event, and fly fisher people come out. It's sort of a kickoff to this season. I mean, I've seen people fishing for the last week because it's been so pleasant outside, but it's a great experience, and it's lots of fun, lots of films about streams and flies, and it's a really cool show.
There's a couple of opportunities to see some new screenings of movies at the multiplex as well.
I am so excited about Get Out. Get Out is a brand new film from Jordan Peele of Key and Peele fame. And this is how do I want to distill this in the next 60 seconds?
Right.
It is a horror film about racism. I mean, it just looks spectacular. So it's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets...
With Sidney Poitier?
With Sidney Poitier meets Saw? I don't know, I don't know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But so this young man goes to... This African-American man goes to visit his white girlfriend's family, and things get sinister real quick. And I've only seen the trailer for this film, and I was blown away. It looks so great. So check out Get Out.
In reading about it, I'm told that he is potentially inventing a new genre.
Yep. Oh, it just looks outstanding. And I think, you know, so it's not playing at the Michigan Theater. That's okay.
That's
Go
great.
See it. Support this filmmaker because it looks awesome.
And enjoy the Academy Awards on Sunday night. And we'll have a brief review as part of Cinema Chat next Thursday on 89.1 WEMU. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair. You have been listening to Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department at your community NPR station. 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.